Do you remember the first time we had some fun with Amy and Annalise? Of course, we've had so much fun with Amy, your sweet little six-year-old daughter. She really is the best little daddy cock doll, isn't she? And she's a good girl for Mommy B. But Annalise, she was new. And, you know, they were adorable. Two little best friends giggling and playing all night long. And, you know, there's something about Annalise that's very, very sexy. I think it's because she's so curious, right? She just has this innocent curiosity to her. And then that cute little giggle. God, it just makes you want to grab her up and start licking her all over her little body. But that one night, though, do you remember how I got them to do their little dress-up game in your bedroom? Yeah, they were playing dress-up with Disney princess dresses. It was so adorable and really a great show for you and I. A couple of pedophiles just perving on two pretty little six-year-olds. And it was kind of fun that they would have to remove those dresses right in front of us, right? So we could see them in their panties. I remember Amy was wearing pink cotton panties, as she always does, wearing her Hanes her way little cotton panties that just, God, she wears them so fucking well. And Annalise, she had on similar panties, didn't she? But hers were like a lilac purple. And every time I told them that they should, you know, try on a new dress, we got a nice view of their adorable little panties. And that's what's really cute about little girls, children. Like, taking off their dress-up costumes, being in nothing but their panties is nothing to them. It seems innocent. They're in a room with two adults that they trust. But it's not so innocent to us, is it? Mm-mm. Because that whole time, I had my hand under your blanket, jerking your pedo cock. And then, when I thought it was finally playtime, that we were going to have some fun with Annalise, and you know how I get, I like to surprise you. I like to keep you on your toes. I didn't tell you that I had plans to have a nice little pedo group sex session that night. And I believe it's when I told them I had that I was going to go make some milkshakes for them. And I did. I went and made milkshakes, but I also put in the perfect dose of Benadryl. You know, just to lower their inhibitions and not completely pass out. I just wanted them nice and goofy and loose and high. And, you know, being the accomplice I am, I've gotten that Benadryl dosage to a T. You know, what to give children to make them just perfectly inebriated, perfectly high to where they are the best little fuck dolls. And they gobbled those shakes right up, of course. And it didn't take long, did it? No, we had Amy and her adorable little Belle, Princess Belle dress. yellow dress looking so adorable, so high. And Annalise with her dirty blonde hair, those gorgeous blue eyes, and her Rapunzel dress, a cute little purple dress that matched her little white cotton panties. And that's when I started the depravity of the night. I had the girls come up on the bed and we all exchanged kisses. You, of course, started with Amy. Something you've always done with her, putting her right on top of your lap, right on top of Daddy's lap, with her arms around you. As you shove your tongue inside your six-year-old daughter's mouth. And then I was doing the same to Annalise. I held her in my lap, grabbed her by her cute little cheeks, and showed her how adults kiss, shoving my tongue in her little six-year-old mouth, giving a six-year-old her first kiss. From a pedo woman. And it was so, so delicious. And I'm telling you, one of the hottest things I've found in this crazy, perverted, kinky life of mine is molesting a little girl, watching you do the same, watching you molest a little girl. Watching and looking you right in your eyes. We lock eyes so deeply, just two pedophiles lost in pure perverted bliss. Molesting cute little girls. Daddy molesting his daughter. It's so, so delicious. And at that point, we hadn't removed any clothes yet because I know that you, my nasty little panty pervert, you like to spend a lot of time with those panties still on those little girls. So after you had some time with your sweet little daughter, Amy, we switched. And Amy, she came over to Mommy B. She sat right on my lap like the good girl she is. And I spread her legs wide open in my lap and rubbed that little kindergarten pussy over her panties, even sliding them to the side, seeing how wet Daddy made her. And you got your first kiss with Annalise. You put your hand behind her head, your hands in her dirty blonde hair, shoving your tongue down her mouth. And she was so cute, just like Amy used to be, not knowing what to do with her tongue yet. Annalise just fumbling her tiny little tongue against yours, while Daddy spread her little legs and rubbed those purple panties from the outside. Even putting your hands on that cute little ass of hers, spreading her cheeks with your fingers, fondling her little asshole through her panties. And of course, Daddy loves getting those little girl panties all dirty with those lovely little girl smells. The smell of her asshole just being rubbed into those cotton panties. Her tiny little child pussy soaking into them. You rubbing that sweet, sweet nectar of little girl pussy into her panties. And then you couldn't handle yourself, could you, Daddy? Not with Annalise. You've been staring at her for so long, fantasizing about when you'd get your hands all over her. And here was your chance. She was all drugged out on Benadryl, wouldn't probably remember anything that happened. And you took Annalise, put her on the edge of the bed. She giggled the whole time. And you hiked that dress over her waist, giving you a nice view of that puffy little pussy poking out of those panties. Spread her legs, and even put her legs up by her head so that she was laying there with her knees to her chest. You sick fuck. And you leaned down on the floor, kneeling down on the floor, and started licking her pretty little ass through those panties, sniffing, inhaling, and licking her asshole, rimming a little six-year-old girl that's not even your daughter, right on your bed. And I saw you pull those panties to the side. I saw you even suck on those panties, sucking everything you could get out of that cotton material, and then taking your tongue and lapping up Annalise's little kitty asshole, rimming Annalise, a pedophile lost in pure molestation bliss. And I was kind of doing the same thing, wasn't I? I was, you know, bouncing between having Amy lick my pedo pussy, having her suck on Mommy B's tits, but definitely having her suck on Mommy's clit, putting her sweet little fingers inside of me, watching you. And then I just had to have more of her. I put your daughter right on my face, where she was kneeling and straddling my face, and I devoured your daughter's sweet little six-year-old pussy, devouring it, tongue-fucking it, because I can't get enough. I can't get enough of Amy's sweet little kitty pussy. But that night, we didn't want to break Annalise in too hard. I mean, she wasn't our daughter. She wasn't my daughter, wasn't your daughter. Didn't need to totally destroy her little holes, at least not yet. And so me and you tag team her together, pushing our fingers into her little tiny pussy, sliding those panties to the side. And that's the thing about Benadryl. I feel like it makes little girls horny. It makes them more susceptible to loving being molested, because Annalise was loving it, giggling the whole time. That little slut even moaned. I know you heard her. We didn't break that hymen, at least not this time. But we did finger it, didn't we? Pushing our fingers inside, feeling that cherry, but not popping it. Rubbing her little clit together, tasting her together, making out with each other with Annalise's pussy mixed with Amy's little pussy all over our tongues and mouths. Me sucking your cock while you just devoured Annalise's little sexual pussy. God, I love the way you throb and twitch in my mouth. As you go down on little girls, you never twitch or throb like that. It's like you're always ready to bust when you've got little girl pussy on your mouth, and it's so fucking sexy. I even was feeling a little naughty, and he even got up behind you and started rimming you while you enjoyed little Annalise, while you were fingering her, licking her little ball child pussy, and my tongue was lapping your ass, rimming you like the filthy pedo whore that I am. But it was time to get out some of our frustration, right? It was time for us to do that with Amy because we couldn't do it to Annalise. So as fucked up as I am, I put Annalise at the head of your bed, gave her one of my vibrators, and told her to keep it on her little pussy. And she was so high because, like I said, I'm telling you, those little whores, when they get high on Benadryl, they love it, don't they? That little whore, Annalise, was loving my vibrator, holding it right there on her clit the whole time. And I don't know, there was just something inside of me that night. I mean, maybe I was extra horny or something, but I wanted to just double stuff and rape your daughter with you and hard. Not nice at all. Just brutally, sadistically raping the fuck out of Amy. I don't know. Maybe it's because she was dressed up as a princess. I don't know, but I wanted to fuck her little brains out. And I knew that she wanted to as well. Well, I think you also wanted to rape Annalise's brains out too, but couldn't do that. So your little pain slut daughter, she was the target of our abuse. So I put on my strap on, and not the one that I usually use with your daughter. Not the one where the cock is lower than the average male. You know, she can easily take it. It doesn't make her cry. I picked the big, big cock, the huge cock, because I wanted to make Amy cry while we were both stuffing her full of cock. I wanted to thrust hard into her little ass, pushing her against you just so you could push her against me, just in the middle of us being railed hard and fast. A little six-year-old fucked like a little rag doll, gang raped by a woman and a man, her own father too, but gang raped by two pedophiles and really aggressive ones, fucked up ones, because literally I wanted her to cry. I wanted to hear Amy crying as I, because, you know, I have the strap on that has the vibrator against me, so I get off too. But I wanted to come while little Amy was crying and begging us to stop. It's so cute when she begs, right? She gets extra whiny, extra needy. She tries to pull that little girl shit where we try to feel bad for her, but it doesn't work. Not when she's milking daddy's cock. That doesn't work on daddy at that moment. And since I had her little ass, I wanted to take her little cunny so you could have her little ass too. And I made that little bitch, your daughter, I put her on the ground for a moment and had her choke on my fucking cock that was just in her ass, my dirty fucking cock, just dirty with her filthy fucking shit, turned her into a little ass-to-mouth whore, your daughter, in your bedroom, 6 years old, on her knees, swallowing my dirty cock, choking on it. She even emptied her little stomach for it, and that turned me on even more, made me rape her little throat even harder. And then, I was ready to take her. I laid on the bed, put that little bitch on top of me, pushed my strap-on cock inside her little gaped cunny that daddy had gaped, and told you to get behind her and rail sodomize your fucking daughter in front of her best friend while I rape her little cunny, while I grind her hard. And I did. I made sure my full cock was pushed inside her. My cock was probably so deep inside her, I was pushing her cervix into her goddamn stomach, and daddy was right behind her, stuffing her guts full with your cock, and we railed her hard, hard until daddy was ready to release. And then we kept going after that, because you can't get enough of brutal rape of your daughter, can you? I saw you looking over at Elise too. Were you fantasizing about doing the same to her? Turning her into your little raped cock doll? I know you were. I hope you were. And one day we will do that to Annalise. I need to groom her some more. Groom her to your needs. Our needs, really. Because you know I like fucking these little girls just as much as you love fucking them. I love turning them into just a piece of crying little, like, pathetic little girls just begging us to stop. Nothing else turns me on more. And of course, I love turning little girls into cum dumps for you. And that's all Amy is. You love Amy. I love Amy. I think she's so fucking awesome. But when I get turned on, I don't see her as anything but a daughter cum dump, a rape meat, just a cute little piece of ass for us to abuse, for us to have fun with. And I know that you like when I use Amy as my little punching bag. I like to slap her on the face as she's riding my strap-on cock, telling her to ride it harder, even though it's fucking hurting her, slapping her little flat chest, spitting on her, making out with her so fucking deeply, opening her mouth with my two fingers and spitting right into her filthy whore mouth, treating her like a goddamn whore, a little six-year-old whore, because that's what she is in that moment, isn't she, Daddy? And I know you love raping that little ass, feeling how full. I mean, it's like I have to rape her at the same time as you. It makes her holes even tighter because my cock is filling her little cunny. And then it makes her little asshole a little tighter, doesn't it, Daddy? Your stuffed little cum dump six-year-old daughter. Nothing but daddy's little cum dump and my little pain slut. And I know that you're a little resistant sometimes to use her like the pain slut like I do. But you spank her little six-year-old ass, don't you? You spank it hard. You leave daddy's handprints all over her ass. Oh, and you know what was hot about this particular night of using Amy like the little cum dump rape doll she is the fact that her best little friend, all high on Benadryl, I swear that little bitch was getting herself off, wasn't she? She kept that vibrator against her little six-year-old cunt the whole fucking time. And you notice, I know you notice, she didn't take her eyes off of what was happening. She didn't bat an eye to the fact that her best friend was crying and begging us to stop. And then, you know, it was really hot too. When you were ready to come the second time, and you put Amy on the bed on her back, I was spanking her little gaped, abused child pussy. The one that was all red, bleeding a little bit from tearing. Because, you know, I used her pretty fucking hard. So I'm spanking her little cunny. And you've got your daddy pedo dick right over her face, jerking off until you explode. And I saw you looking Annalise in the eyes while you came on your daughter's face. I saw that. Showing Annalise what daddy's dick can do. showing another six-year-old what cum is, what child rape is, what it's like for a man to splatter his cum all over his daughter's, six-year-old daughter's face. And of course, I mean, we had to include Annalise a little bit and have her come over and make out with her best friend, help her out by licking daddy's cum off. And she did, didn't she? She didn't love your cum. No little girls love cum, the taste of it anyways. But Annalise licked it up, didn't she? Did you like Annalise licking up your cum like that? Seeing her like gag a little bit every time she put it in her mouth? Well, I'm telling you, next time that Annalise comes over, I'm going to make sure that I've done some proper grooming beforehand. Because, you know, I'm your good pedo whore like that. Well, and I'm a little desperate to use her as well. So next time, don't worry, Daddy. Annalise will be your little rape doll as well. I'm going to make sure of it. And of course, Daddy's going to have the feeling of popping Annalise's cherry for the first time. I know Daddy loves that virginal blood streaking against his pedophile cock.